you'd think I could remember how to do this.
About a dozen supporters from the peace group Loaves and Fishes gathered around Hopscotch Squares, one toting a sign that read, "When chalk is outlawed, only outlaws will have chalk." They're rallying in support of 22-year-old Miguel Larson, who was ticketed in August during a sidewalk demonstration.
That night, we went around the city of Duluth and drew outlines of our bodies and wrote Hiroshima Never Again and facts on how many people were vaporized, and the police arrested me for damage to property.
They were using sidewalk chalk, which washes away when it rains. Loaves and Fishes has been holding sidewalk chalk demonstrations for the past dozen years with no tickets before. Larson says this threatens his free speech.
I don't know. That's kind of dumbfounds me as well. There's millions of kids that do this every year and have fun, do a game of hopscotch or play a game or have a fun message to go. And this is no different. It's just a serious message.
Duluth District Judge Gerald Martin and the Duluth City Attorney agreed. No damage, no one hurt, no probable cause. And 7-year-olds can play hopscotch in peace. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.